For today's In Touch, we're joined by State Representative for House District 78, Jared Klein, to discuss what's left to do in the 2015 session.
They're still promising bills. Of course, we have standings bill, which will be the last budget bill that we'll do this year, and there'll probably be some policy pieces in there that we weren't able to get done otherwise. And there's a few different pieces out there moving yet. We're working on a piece of legislation, and this, again, is for education, deals with cash reserve levies, and if you're below the maximum that we set several years ago, you can raise it up, some different things like that that I think have good future. We're going to be dealing with some different things that had some trouble getting through the Senate that we think we fixed to their satisfaction yet. The K2 synthetic drug bill is still on the move, so there's a few pieces yet that I think we'll be able to get out. But overall, it wasn't an overly busy session, mostly because the first couple months were all the air was sucked out of the room just talking about the gas tax, and nothing else was getting done at that time.
That K2 bill, what would that accomplish?
Of course, the synthetic drug problem, that one's been one we've been trying to wrap our head around for several years now. The drug dealers and the chemists always seem to be a step ahead of us. So what we did was we came in this year, we tried a little different approach. First of all, we had to do some code cleanup because parts of the code that deal with synthetic drugs were in different places. We got it all brought into one. But the real big thing we did was we were looking to treat them the same way as other drugs has presented. So if they present this as a marijuana substitute but has different effects, we can now prosecute them just like somebody was. Right now, somebody tries to sell oregano as marijuana, they get prosecuted for it. We would treat this the same way. So it's just a little different tool for the prosecutors. And that one came out of a lot of meetings with prosecuting attorneys and county attorneys who prosecute a lot of these synthetic drug cases. I mean, because this stuff is poison. It's coming in from overseas. It's going to some real bad folks over in other countries that these guys are working with. And that was a tool we identified collectively that we could put in their toolbox and make it a little bit more effective for them being able to get to the top of the snake and cut the head off.
Any chance that Friday would be the last day of the session?
No, just logistically that won't work because things have to sit on a calendar for so long before they're even eligible for debate that Friday's not even realistic. The Justice Systems Appropriations Budget, I believe, will pass out of Appropriations Committee tomorrow afternoon, which means it would be eligible Monday because it'll have to sit on the calendar for Saturday, Sunday, 2 days. So I guess it's 2 days to Monday. Just so people understand the process, you know, a budget starts with this budget subcommittee, where from there they pass it out and goes to the Appropriations Committee. The Appropriations Committee passes it out and it goes to the floor of the House. Now, in between each of those stages, that bill has to sit without having any action done to it for a certain number of days to allow people to read it, digest it, have their input. So there's just logistically, by rules, there's not enough bills eligible for debate before Friday that we could do that. But I think, honestly, we can probably be out in a couple weeks.
That was my conversation with State Representative Jared Klein for this edition of In Touch with Southeast Iowa. For KCII News, I'm Nathan Swenson.